District 5 runs from northern Bexar County up to Bell County, including the southern part of Travis. There are four Democrats vying for their party's nomination. All spent a good chunk of time during the forum bashing current state board members for putting their beliefs and politics ahead of what's best for the children of Texas. Candidates Josiah Ingalls and Daniel Boone said that stance negatively affected the recent battles over social studies textbooks.
And that is not their job. The job of the SBOE is to govern over the permanent school fund, to decide what textbooks are going to be taught, what needs to be taught, not let's rewrite history. They're overstepping their bounds, and they don't have any right to do so.
And when you get agendas that are, aside from giving our teachers the best materials for teaching the students problem-solving techniques, then we're off base. And that, of course, is what has been the problem.
The fight over what to do about the state's abstinence-only sex education program was another point of contention among the Democratic candidates. Candidates Robert Baumfalk and Rebecca Bell Metero again blamed the controversy on current board members pushing personal politics.
Abstinence is okay, but you need to teach them safe sex. Conservative parents have a right to put their own child at risk and deny them the information, but they do not have a right to keep the information from all the kids in this misstate.
One of the problems with the board so far is that they've been governed by their feelings and personal beliefs. We need to distinguish between science, which has a method that is designed to be based on facts and what is observable. And it's really crucial that we teach students what real science is, because it affects our economy.
Even in the Republican forum, the idea of heavy-handed politics within education was considered a bad idea. Both candidates talked about the need to increase local control in education policy. But Republican challenger Tim Tuggy also said additional rules from the board won't fix that problem.
But if we're going to say, okay, now we're going to fix this small problem with this big sledgehammer, then we are dictating to all of our teachers. That's demoralizing, number one, and it's carrying even more burden on the crucial relationship where education happens, student, parent, child.
Not surprisingly, incumbent board member Ken Mercer was more defensive about the criticism heaped upon the board. When talking about the social studies standards, he said lies from the state media made it look like the board was excluding minorities, saying the real exclusion happened when the committees who oversaw the textbook standards were put together.
There was not one single PTA in the state contacted, not one single Chamber of Commerce was contacted. That's why when the committees came out, there were zero moms and dads and zero business people on there. And then we had conservative educators come forth and had the courage and guts to testify in written and oral testimony. The conservative historians in classrooms were also shut out of the process. So yeah, there's a problem with the process. We're going to fix that.
Early voting for the Republican and Democratic primary begins February 16th. Primary election day is March 2nd. For KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.